This is Snapshots of an Ill-Advised Threesome, a DCU Grayson Comics The Authority crossover fic, written by Synth and read by Raina Jenkins. This story is rated NC-17 and contains the pairings Apollo Midnighter Dick Grayson, with additional tags for threesome, disjointed, snippets, frottage, abrupt ending. Author's notes. Pulled from a larger work in progress I gave up on completing. These are my favorite and probably sexiest parts. Dick honestly doesn't know how things got so far so fast. Making out in a back alley with Midnighter in order to avoid suspicion from a mutual enemy is one thing. Getting into bed with a man and his husband is another. And Dick isn't really sure how that all works or how it all started. Dick's not sure of anything, except that for a really bad idea, it feels really good. Midnighter's weighty gaze takes on a measuring note as he looks Dick over up and down.
Are you into bondage?
Ah, Dick can practically taste the hope in Midnighter's voice. And it manages to both amuse and arouse him. Laughing, Dick shakes his head. And go back to base with bruises on my wrists for my partner to see? I'm new to this, but not that new. Dick smiles, though, because if he didn't have to go back to Spiral and pretend to be something he'd loathe otherwise under Matron's watchful eye, he'd be ready to beg for whatever kink Midnighter and Apollo want to throw at him. Besides, I don't do bondage on the first date. Ask me again after we've done this a few times. On the bed, Apollo's own gaze drifts over Dick's body. He's not measuring Dick so much as appreciating the look of him, and Dick has to admit that he likes having two of the most dangerous men in the world panting after his ass. Glad to know we're all on the same page, Apollo says. His smile changing into something that feels as though it should have Dick flayed open from its sharpness. Now, are you going to undress, or does my husband need help? Considering how any help that Midnighter might offer towards getting Dick naked faster probably involves the man destroying his uniform, Dick laughs again and shakes his head, fingers already going to the waistband of his pants. I think I can manage on my own, Dick says, eyes falling on where a dark sheet does next to nothing to hide the fact that Apollo is really, really big all over. Besides, I can't exactly borrow your clothes for the walk of shame back home, can I? Apollo is hot. Really hot. Like, in general. Because a face that pretty should be illegal. But also in the way his skin is warm to the touch, despite the fact that they're as far away from sunlight as you can get, floating in the middle of the multiverse like they are. Dick can't stop touching. Can't stop sliding the palms of his hands over skin that's only slightly cooler than a sidewalk on a hot day. There's something about Apollo, with his easy smiles and the warmth of his very being, that makes Dick feel like rubbing himself all over the other man. Whatever it is that has Dick touching Apollo like he's starving for it, and shaking damn near into pieces whenever Apollo shifts to reciprocate, Dick can't bring himself to care. The sweep of a smooth hand over his side, hot fingers sliding over stretches of skin meandering patterns, those touches only serve to tease. They make Dick pant and press closer, moaning openly when he hears an approving hum coming from where Midnighter is standing and taking in the scene. When Apollo tweaks one of Dick's nipples at the same time that he scrapes blunt teeth over the lobe of Dick's ear, Dick's breath hitches, and he hears himself outright whimper. Just from a touch. Just from that touch. God, Dick hisses, fingers scrabbling over Apollo's broad shoulders as that light tweak becomes a pinch made more direct with the scrape of Apollo's nails over skin. The faint pain of it makes Dick's world seem bright, yet hazy around the edges, and he flinches, mouth opening in a sigh as Apollo continues to toy with him. When it comes to sex, there are plenty of things Dick likes, and plenty of things that he outright loves. But until that moment, with the heat of Apollo's fingers sending what feels like a direct line of arousal between Dick's chest and his dick, nipple play wasn't even close to the top of either list. Now it is! Apollo huffs out a laugh against Dick's ear at Dick's attempts to haul him closer, warm breath fanning out against his skin. His hands find their way to Dick's ass, pulling Dick in to sit astride his lap. Dick goes without making a sound louder than a hitching moan when their penises slide together. The fingers he has on Apollo's powerful shoulders move, sliding up to fist in the man's long white hair, when Apollo's mouth moves away from Dick's ear down to his throat. The press of Apollo's teeth sets Dick's nerves afire, and he whimpers, every thought of reminding Apollo and Midnighter of his stance on Marks sliding straight out of his head. Apollo groans in concert with Dick. The bed dips down on one side, the far side, when Midnighter deigns to join them, the shift in weight making Dick tilt on his knees before a rough hand curves in against the side of his hip to steady him. The touch makes Dick moan, makes his dick rock against Apollo's as his hot mouth sucks a mark against Dick's throat, and Midnighter's erection leaves a noticeable smear of wetness along the base of his spine. Pleasure makes Dick pant. He moans Apollo's name softly, hips working helplessly as Apollo grinds against him. You really want this, don't you? I knew that, but I didn't know you'd be so easy. Midnighter says, as he presses up against Dick's back, effectively bracketing Dick between his and Apollo's hard bodies. Midnighter's body temperature may not run as hot as Apollo's own, but having his attention focused on Dick is scalding on its own. At least, until Midnighter's words register. Easy? Dick repeats, barking at a laugh as he twists so that he can get some space between his body and theirs in order to give Midnighter a dirty look. Me? Don't forget you're the one that's been following my ass around Europe trying to sweet-talk me into a threesome. Midnighter shrugs, unaffected by Dick's raised eyebrows.
It worked, didn't it?
Stretched out across the bed, with his big body bare and faintly, frankly glowing in the dim light, Apollo looks even more like the god his codename brands him as. He draws the eye immediately, impressive even though the only thing that he's immediately doing is serving as a distraction for Dick as his husband drives him up a wall with words alone. Midnighter, ever impatient, doesn't wait for Dick to give him an actual answer. One huge hand, rough with scars and calluses, closes around Dick's erect cock. A heavy thumb presses against the tip, working him until Dick shudders and his hips jerk, trying to press against the pressure of Midnighter's hand around him. The word bursts out of Dick's chest like a blow, like it hurts that he's not getting fucked right that second. Dick rolls his hips as he watches Apollo's brilliant smile widen, torn between the tight and perfect grip of Midnighter's grip around him and the slick, filthy nudge of the man's hard shaft against his ass. Even if Midnighter had waited for an answer from him, Dick doesn't think that he could find one to give. What does Dick want? Everything? Anything? He's so hungry, so gone on lust and want and the hazy remembrance of all the filthy things that Midnighter had whispered into his ear earlier, that he'd probably promise to do anything that Apollo and Midnighter want. It's not exactly a good idea for a super spy, and it's a downright awful one for someone playing a dangerous dual role like this. But hey, Dick half figures that if they wanted him dead, seriously dead, But he'd be 6 feet under already and smoldering.
The thought shouldn't turn Dick on as much as it does. And it really shouldn't make him this hard.
Dick pants, mouth falling open as his gaze falls on where Apollo's huge cock juts out, catching and holding Dick's attention easily, despite Midnighter's hand on his cock. As he watches, as they watch, Dick corrects himself, when Midnighter's dick jerks wetly against the base of his spine. Apollo reaches down to stroke himself slowly. Dick grunts, and actually tries to pull away, to get to Apollo and his ridiculously massive dick. Dick wants that in him. Mouth, hand, or ass, it doesn't matter. Dick doesn't care. He really doesn't. Midnighter doesn't let him go. He laughs instead, the rough sound driving Dick further towards that point where he doesn't care what he's doing or who's doing it with, and hauls Dick back easily, grinding against him for good measure.
Open your mouth, boy, Midnighter growls. If you want something, you have to ask for it.
He pauses to thumb the head of Dick's shaft, working the slit until Dick shudders against him and tries to thrust his hips. At that, Midnighter pulls his hand away, leaving Dick bereft.
Or are you that bad at following directions?
Dick hears himself moan in response to Midnighter's low voice. The sound sounds wrecked to his ears, broken and full of the sort of desperation that Dick will probably feel embarrassed about once he's on firmer ground. Midnighter dips his head, and then scrapes his teeth over the sensitive spot on Dick's neck that Apollo had found and proceeded to mark thoroughly. Pleasure sparks like lightning over Dick's nerves, sharpening until Dick knows without a doubt what he wants.
Fuck me, Dick says to Midnighter,
voice low and hoarse with want at first, before he clears his throat and repeats himself.
I want you to fuck me first.
He looks at Apollo next, gaze falling predictably to the jutting curve of his fantastic erection before he looks at the man's face.
But you too, I...
The end.
Reader's notes.
It's a fade to black! It's a super abrupt fade to black!
Obviously, the three of them go on to make supremely messy bedsheets. It's wonderful. And then,
You know the thing that always, like, makes me think, like, after super fantastic superhero sexy times? Like, what dry cleaner do you take your super suit to? Because, on the one hand, it's already, like, a weird situation of, this is my secret identity, bringing my other secret identity's clothes to the dry cleaning, like, oh yeah, that's not my suit, it's for a friend. And then it's like, oh yeah, that's extra not my suit with the cum stains in 18 places. It's for a friend. I would totally read a fic about the, like, dry cleaner to superheroes. Just like this one sad, overworked dry cleaner's office in the middle of Gotham that's just like, yeah, we specialize in mysterious goos and also spandex. Yeah, we got 3-day delivery. Yeah. Why is this my life? Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this. This podfic was recorded for Brass Mama because she needs a whole lot more authority fic than what she's got, and she's the one who put me in a Midnighter Dick Grayson place in the first place. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and have a nice day.